Please be seated. Our guest preacher today, the Reverend Dr. Margaret Bullitt Jonas, is Missioner for Creation Care for the Episcopal Diocese of Western Massachusetts, also the Massachusetts Conference of the United Church of Christ, author, lecturer, retreat leader, climate activist. She also led our last clergy retreat and preached here last October. We are blessed to have you among us again today. Thank you.
Friends, it is truly a blessing to be back in Vancouver, to see the mountains again, to take a bike ride with my husband, who just shared a little shakuhachi with us. When we arrived, the first day we came, we took a boat trip out to the ocean where we sighted humpback whales the size of a bus, lingering on the surface of the water and rolling and splashing and breaching in the waves. And we also encountered a pod of orcas, which I know are endangered. Two orcas took a look at our boat, and to our amazement, they swam toward us very slowly and deliberately, right up to the side of the vessel, and at the last moment, they dove underneath, emerging a little distance behind us. It felt like a greeting, like a blessing. Some of us gasped in astonishment, some of us cheered, and some of us were moved to tears. So before I do anything else, I want to pass it on to you, that greeting and that blessing from our orca kin, as we gather this morning to praise God. The voice of God is speaking in our midst and in our depths, and it sings out clearly in our first reading. Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. I need to hear that voice. I need to dwell in that presence, for honestly, I came to this city with a heavy heart. As you know, back in the States, United States, I serve as Missioner for Creation Care, and in this ecumenical role, I travel from place to place, preaching and speaking and leading retreats about the sacredness of God's creation and our call to protect the web of life entrusted to our care, especially the urgency of addressing climate change. If you want to know more about what I'm up to, you can go visit my website, revivingcreation.org. I love my job, but it is tough these days to pay attention to what's happening to Mother Earth and our fellow creatures, to our oceans, forests, and waterways, to the very air we breathe. My heart goes out to all of you who a week or two ago were choking on smoke from nearly 600 forest fires on the West Coast, facing an air quality advisory across most of the province, warning you not to breathe in the fine particulates. As we left Massachusetts, smoke from the fires raging here in the Pacific Northwest was causing a visible haze over New England. What's happening here in Vancouver connects with what's happening all over the world. Climate change caused by burning fossil fuels is raising temperatures, making heat waves more intense and more frequent, drying out soil and trees, and making wildfires spread. You probably know that this summer, record-breaking temperatures gripped the globe from Japan to Algeria, from Canada to Greece. The global heat wave even set the Arctic Circle on fire. This year is on pace to be among the four hottest years on record, the other three being 2015, 2016, and 2017. Despite these accelerating signs of distress, and with more scorching heat to come if we don't change course fast, the powers that be relentlessly drive forward with business as usual, drilling for more oil, pushing to expand pipeline construction, cutting down forests, and generally acting as if the earth were a private business and they were conducting a liquidation sale. I don't know about you, but I know what it's like to feel alarm, anger, sorrow, and even despair. As a species, we are hurtling willy-nilly down a suicidal path that risks bringing down not only our own civilization, but also the web of life as it has evolved for millennia. That is why I am so moved to hear those words from the Song of Solomon, also known as the Song of Songs. So moved to hear God say to us, "Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away." You probably recognize that passage as something that is often read at weddings. The Song of Songs is a collection of sensual poems between two lovers who delight in each other and who long to consummate their desire. And it turns out that Christian mystics wrote about the Song of Songs more extensively than they did about any other book in the Bible. Interpreting these poems as a passionate conversation between God and the soul. In a precarious time when many of us feel unsettled about the present and worried about the future, when many of us may feel anxious and alone, overwhelmed by the challenges in our personal lives and doubtful that we can make a difference in the world around us, it's powerful to remember that God is a lover who is always reaching out to us, always speaking in our depths, always luring us to stay in relationship with each other and with God. So here is God reaching out a hand to us this morning to pull us into the dance of life. That's one way of understanding the Holy Trinity, as a dance of love between the lover, the beloved, and the love that flows between. "Come on in," says God, "and join the dance." "Arise, my love," God says to our soul. "Arise, my fair one, and come away." And you know, the inner voice of love is very quiet. We can hardly hear it amidst the the roar and the bustle of the world. We can hardly sense it when we are gripped by depression or anxiety or alarm. And that's why in these turbulent times, many of us reclaim a practice of prayer. We know that we will hear the inner voice of love only if we practice stillness, only if we set aside some time in solitude each day to steady our minds and to listen in silence for the love that God is always pouring into our hearts through the power of the Holy Spirit. As our minds grow quiet, and as the stillness grows, a holy someone, you know, I make a capital S, a holy someone beckons to us in the silence. Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. It's the voice of Jesus, the voice of Spirit, the voice of God. Arise, my love, arise. From what do you need to arise? Maybe the Spirit is saying, arise from apathy, from numbness, from fear. Arise from the agitation that holds you in its grip. Arise from hopelessness, for I will give you strength. Arise from loneliness, for I am with you and I love you. You are my love, says the Spirit. You are my fair one. I see your beauty, and you are precious in my sight. Arise and come away. Away from the cult of death, away from a path of destruction, away from the lie that your efforts to protect life will be useless. Come with me and join in the dance of life. I will help you find your place in the great struggle to protect life and to build a more just society. Whoa, we may protest, feeling helpless before the horrors of the world, helpless before its injustice and needless suffering. Who am I? I have no power. I'm so very small. Arise. What can I do? What can anyone do? It's too late to make a difference. Arise. I don't have time. I don't have energy. I've got too many other things on my plate. Arise. The voice of love is like that, right? It may be gentle, but it is persistent. It may be subtle, but it will never die. The love that created the universe, the love that stirs in our depths, the love that is being poured into our hearts and into our midst, that holy love will never let us go. And it sends us forth into the world to become beacons of light and warriors for truth and protectors of life. I may have 1,001 reasons to dodge love's call, but then it comes again, that voice. Arise. I love you. I need you. I am calling from the trees, from the wind, from the very stones beneath your feet. I am calling from the orcas and the salmon, from the black bear and the mountains, from the fig trees and the vines. I'm calling from the strangers who are not really strangers, but brothers and sisters you don't yet recognize. Those who are suffering right now from a wounded earth and a changing climate. I am calling from the future, from the men, women, and children who will inhabit this planet long after you are gone, and who depend on you to leave them a habitable world. Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. When we stand in the holy presence of God, and when we hear that voice, we find fresh strength to renew the face of the earth. And we arise, joining with indigenous leaders to protect the water and the land, joining with activists to stop new pipelines, joining with young and old to plant new forests. We cast our lot with people of faith and spirit who have been awakened, as we have been awakened, by a fierce longing to join the dance of life. What does it look like when we join God's dance of life? Maybe we cut back strongly on our use of fossil fuels. Maybe we fly less, we drive less, we eat less meat. Maybe we lobby for policies that support renewable energy and clean, green jobs. Maybe we join the growing number of resolute and faith-filled people who carry out peaceful civil disobedience and put our bodies on the line. This Saturday, September 8th, rallies and marches will be held around the world in a global day of action called Rise for Climate. Several Rise for Climate events will be held right here in Vancouver, and I hope that you will join one. However we step out to heal God's creation and to join the dance of life, we will take risks we never imagined we would take. We connect with people we never imagined we would meet. And we make more of a difference than we will ever know. I give thanks today for the spirit that is always speaking in our hearts. And I give thanks for all the ways that you are responding to that call, to the one who says to you and to me and to all of us, arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. Amen.